Dr. Pinsky with a mail. I am Ian Ollie, O-L-L-I-E, Miller. Ollie Miller is a 34-year-old male. He reports he was injured at work on 9-10-22. Appeared he was pushing a full bin up into a trailer. Appeared the bin rolled back and he tried to stop it, resulting in a lower back injury. Appeared he had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a herniated disc. Appeared he didn't undergo epidural injections on two occasions, but no surgery. Appeared he declined this, although it was offered. Appeared in paragraph, as per the records provided, he was seen at patient first on 9-10-22. Appeared he had low back pain over the last 4 days. Appeared he does some lifting and climbing as a truck driver. Appeared, however, he cannot relate the onset of his pain to any particular incident, but assumes it is due to work-related activities, as he did not have any injuries outside of work. Appeared he had not been in any motor vehicle accidents, slip and falls, and does not do any heavy lifting at home or work out with weights. Appeared he was taking Tylenol. Appeared after examination, he was diagnosed with muscle spasm of the back and was prescribed Medrol. Period. On 11-3-22, he had an MRI of the lumbar spine to be inserted here. Period in paragraph, he was then seen at Concentra in follow-up on 12-5-22. Period, he participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period, he was also seen by a pain specialist named Dr. Schreiber, S-C-H-R-E-I-B-E-R, on 12-1-22. Period. He diagnosed lumbar disc bulge slash herniation with lumbar radiculopathy, for which he suggested epidural steroid injection treatment. Period. He followed up with Dr. Schreiber and did submit to epidural steroid injections. Period. Ongoing care was rendered through 3-29-23. Period. Although he completed physical therapy, he remained symptomatic in terms of pain and limitations on physical function. Period. He was advised to follow up with his personal physician. But he was taking gabapentin and had diagnoses of lumbar radiculopathy, prolapsed lumbar intervertebral disc, polyneuropathy, inflammation of sacroiliac joint, and chronic pain syndrome. Pretty deemed the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement. Pretty failed medication trials and was lost to follow-up. Pretty would consider injection in the future if applicable with worsening pain. Period. The epidural injections were administered on 2-1-23 and 3-1-23, both with 80% relief and improvement in function. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, deep tendon reflexes were 3+. At the brachioradialis bilaterally, but were otherwise 2+ at the biceps and triceps. Lumbosacral, deep tendon reflexes at the patella were 3+ bilaterally, but were 2+ at the Achilles. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He changed position slowly and with assistance. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed at 50 degrees. Period bilateral side bending was full to 25 degrees with tenderness. Period extension and bilateral rotation were full without discomfort. Period supine straight leg wave maneuver on the right at 70 degrees and left at 65 degrees. Elicited low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period the rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 9-10-22. Ollie Miller reportedly injured his lower back at work. Appeared he currently describes he was moving a bin when this occurred. Appeared, however, when first presented for treatment, he he could not recount a distinct mechanism of injury. Period. He did have a lumbar MRI on 11-3-22. Period. He accepted epidural injections from Dr. Schreiber with improvement. Period. Physical therapy was also rendered. Period. A paragraph of current examination found him to be borderline hyperreflexic in the upper and lower extremities. Period. He does not recall this being present before. Period. He had somewhat variable range of motion with the lumbar spine. Period. Sitting supine straight leg raise maneuvers did not correlate with one another. Period. Neither elicited any radicular complaints below the knees. Period. New paragraph. There is 5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. End.